Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the author of 9 books, and the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches get beyond feeling inadequate. We're going to talk about 3 insights. The first one is, notice the moments that are like a hug. Let me share what I mean by that kind of moment. Have you ever been in nature and you just feel wrapped in love? Or when you are with good friends and you're greeted with a warm hug. Hello. My readers know that I deal with depression symptoms. During the day, I can have a lot of miserable moments. But I remember that I can always come home to my loved one and get hugs and support and just wrap myself in that and know that I'm enough for them. And I know throughout my life that it's not worth giving up. Because if I wait long enough, something good will happen. And it may not be much, but it's that little spark of light in the darkness and gloom. So I have made that choice to look for those moments that are like a hug. Our second insight is, experience moments of grace during ritual. As I moved along the path, I started out as a solitary, and I did have some profound moments in ritual. But I found even brighter and greater energy when I joined a coven. When I talk about moments of grace, I talk about how the shadows are washed away with the energy of the gods and how they just flush you through into this experience of awe and love. And the benefits of being in a coven means that there's more energy that can be raised by multiple people and that can be focused in and around for everyone to share. And 3, let go of relying on what other people say. Shift to seeing with the eyes of the gods. When I was growing up, I heard a lot of bad stuff about myself, and I should have not listened to them, because when I listened to them, I got darker and sadder and more entrenched in depression. So you shouldn't really believe everything people tell you. And instead, go ahead and shift and think about how the gods see you. The gods see you in love and light. They see you as perfect and whole the way that they created you. So shifting your eyesight on how the gods see you is pretty profound for me personally, because I deal with depression symptoms every day. And a lot of times it's kind of like you're blind and have no way of being able to see light or love in your life. And to really ask the gods to pull down and to really help you see and open up those blinders and create the light so you can see your inner beauty and light, that is a true gift and it is grace. You'll notice that if you do a Google search on grace, you may find the definition of unmerited divine favor or unmerited divine assistance. But I don't believe that that's true. As the gods' children, we have merit. They put it in us. So when I think of grace, our connection with the divinity within. So you don't have to go and earn this trust and love and grace. It's already there. The gods are celebrating the divine in you. In summary, 1, notice the moments that are like a hug. 2, experience moments of grace during ritual. And 3, let go of relying on what other people say. Shift to seeing with the God's eyes. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To learn about my 9 books, and for more information, visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.